Shoe got a business card or something?
Welcome to the All Man Podcast. We're having casual conversations through the lenses of two different perspectives.
All that shit.
I am the Tony Davis.
And I am hashtag Wayne. Hashtag Michael Andrew is predisposed right now, handling his black owned business.
All right.
And he might be here, he might not, but we're rocking. So, and I'm back, bitch.
Yeah, that's where we wanted to get at.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Andrew can come back and, you know, we can't ask him questions. But, you know, he can tell us where he was.
Boy good.
Hey, man. Anywho, so we like to welcome back Wayne. That's I think, even if Michael Andrew was here, he'd probably say, yo, that's probably.
What's up, big homie?
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. That's a lie.
Hey, where you get that cutter from?
That's Misha's cutter. She purchased that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did she purchase it from the airport? Because I lost my shit.
She did not.
At the airport.
She got it from that A place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We don't say their name on here. So.
Damn.
Yeah. But I need to order from the A place, though, because I need to pick up some stuff. Some Boveda.
Okay.
Boveda. Boveda packs. Some more Boveda packs. Yeah, guys, I was not okay. Full transparency. Had a run in with the spittle. Had to go to the hospital. because of some complications I was having with my blood pressure. That does not give you guys a pass to see me on the street or say to me, hey, do you need to eat that? Is that what you need to be doing? Can you drink that? Can you?
You know
don't
what?
Say that shit. I'm gonna cuss you out.
Why? I got questions on that. Why not? If you're trying to save somebody.
No. Wait. No. See. Let me. Okay. Let me retract and rephrase. Please, if you are not in my personal circle.
Okay.
You do not frequent me on a day-to-day basis. Please don't feel like you can give your health advice to me. I don't want it, no matter how good it is. Okay, I don't want it. And that's, just, you know what? That is 100% right. I'm being 100% truthful
right now.
Don't give me that shit. I don't want to hear that shit.
Describe personal space. Personal circle. So
people I talk to at least 4 or 5 times a week.
That means I can't even say shit.
Oh,
we don't
come
talk
on. We can check to Texas. I mean text and call.
We don't even text and call.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Tony, after the show, I'll show you something.
That's this week, though.
No. Even before then, because I knew you was gonna say that. Even before then.
All right.
We at least 4 or 5 a week. That's our average.
Well, I'm borderline, so don't do it. I ain't doing this shit. Hey man, eat up, man. You want drinking grease for dinner? All right.
No grease for dinner. But I will. My only personal message to you guys is, pay attention to your body. We talk about awareness on this show a lot. And I'm not saying I'm the biggest health advocate. I'm not the healthiest guy. I suffer. For those of you who don't know, I suffer with type 2 diabetes.
Do you suffer?
No,
I'm asking.
No, you're
I told
right.
you. I said I don't use that word.
You're right. And we talked about this pre-production. About verbiage. And that's right. But my ailment is type 2 diabetes and hypertension. So those are things that I've been monitoring for quite some time in my life, and I'm pretty conscious of them. But sometimes things happen. You slip and it gets out of control. And before you know it.
Gotcha.
So
silent killers out there, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But that is just that makes me more of an advocate. Not to don't be like me. Be better than me. You feel what I'm saying? Like life is precious, man. I know it's a cliche. I know people don't want to hear, I'm just saying, it's moments.
Do you think it's not until people have a life, you know, like something that they feel is life-threatening happen to them? Maybe near-death experience or something that you think you're going to, is a near-death experience, like a car accident that you were like, oh, shit. Or, you know, a fire that you escape, a health situation, something that you may think, like when the first time I had anxiety attacks, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody talks about those things. You know, we talk about heart attacks or stroke.
Right. Nobody Which subsequently can lead the anxiety uncontrolled or unattended can lead to a stroke or a heart attack.
But how do you, and we were talking about this pre-production. Yeah. So how do you?
Well, two things.
Two things.
Two things.
Two.
Yeah, double time, triple time. Your initial question was, do I think that's okay? Because I don't want to skip over that. I want to address that. Do I think it's okay for people to make suggestions for me that are for my betterment?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you also said, because that kind of spewed another question, a branch of another question, which was, do you think people acknowledge things more when something drastic happens, like if life threatening or a death, or subsequently someone around you or in your circle has endured something horrible, horrific or terrible, right?
Because that happened to me when you sent me the update.
Yeah,
it just hit me differently, man.
Yeah,
it was just like, you know, I mean, it was nothing I could do, you know, and you could feel it. Like if you ever have kids or an ailing, you know, family member.
What, like, damn, something bad is happening to somebody I care about.
Yeah, right? I cannot do. Right. And it's somebody around my age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, whoa.
And we'll get to that too, because I was an asshole to my wife. So I'll apologize for that on air. Transparency.
We don't talk about current shit. I'm taking shots.
Bow.
We don't talk about current shit on
right, apparently. Right.
That shit bothered me, by the way.
And I do want to talk about that.
You can talk about whatever you want to, man. I'm gonna let you ride.
We'll talk about that.
Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
So, first question. I don't think people should have a subjective or objective view of anyone else's health.
I'm sorry. Can I use your phone? We have to make sure that people can hear us on IG, because I tested it earlier and that's how I knew it was loud. But before that, because we're recording at the 404 Smoke Shop, Camp Creek location, Atlanta, Georgia, and the music was playing in the background, so we wanted to make sure that people could hear us.
It looks like they can.
All right, dope.
It looks like they can, and if you want, you can.
Okay, I'll do that, because you're gonna rock. Okay, I want you to rock
for a little bit. So, I don't think people should solicit advice in reference to those matters if I don't know them outside of a trained professional or someone who is in my inner circle, because opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, and they usually come from an asshole. So it's a triple entendre there. Like, it for me, I try not to... And Tony's going to kick me in my shin for this. I try not to judge people intentionally, because inadvertently we do judge people.
Right, right.
Unbeknownst to us sometimes, but it happens.
Reactionary, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Reactionary. So I try not to judge people, and I try to put myself in certain situations where people can understand. I'm only here to understand perspective. I'm not here to judge you.
Mm.
Right? Which is one of the reasons when I communicate with people, it's a little bit easier for me, because I'm seeking for understanding. I'm not seeking for someone to understand me, because inadvertently you find understanding with finding understanding in other people. But that's another topic for another day. Second question.
I just saw some real shit on IG.
I think that's how people are designed.
What, to judge?
To be reactionary versus precautionary, or reactive, proactive versus reactive. I think we're built to be reactive versus proactive.
I agree.
And
most of us, 80%.
Most of us. I'm speaking for the majority, because even when you talk to people about simple things like what's one of the... And this is one of the perspectives that I'm giving to prove my point. What's one of the things you argue about the most with your mate?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Shit.
It can be super minute.
Oh, I can tell you that. The hefty shit in it. Let's see, paranoia.
Paranoia.
Paranoia, okay. Act, like worrying about outside
acts. Yeah. I argue with my mate about food.
Oh, like... Constantly? Communication.
Yes. Right.
Communication.
Right. Which spurs off to that. But, I mean, that little facet of it is like, we don't, you know, it is what it is.
Why though?
I can feed myself, you can feed yourself, you know. But you start thinking about courtesy and you start thinking, oh, what the other... That's then you get fucked up.
Yeah.
Right? But that's neither here nor there. I'm saying that to say that we're not thinking about anticipating those arguments.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know what?
It's just, it happens.
We had a argument, a little, I don't know, a spat. We had a spat about.
A disagreement.
It's about food, about dinner yesterday. And I don't want that to occur again. So this is what I'm going to do. Right?
Yeah, y'all ain't teammates?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We're not thinking. People aren't thinking about, oh, yeah, let me. Until you get it down, you get the right teammate, and you're doing it consistency because it's about practice. Yeah, we're talking about practice, right? But we're not talking about the average Joe who's running out on the court like, I'm ready.
Right.
Nigga, oh, you hit me with the ball. You said you was ready.
You said you were ready.
As soon as your feet hit the court,
you're supposed
to plan it. Right.
Tie your shoes.
Why the fuck your hands down? Right. But I think people are reactive. Mm. And it makes people, it conditions people to think the same way as they act. So that's why people take defense when asked questions, self-included. Well, why haven't you been controlling your blood sugar? Or why is your blood pressure so high? Right?
Do you think that's people get frustrated because they don't know the answer? Why do you think that people get defensive on being questioned?
But I think it's two parts.
Two things.
One is it's good job.
Job, T.
I think people are they're emotional about it. Because part of it is they may not know, and they don't want to address it or answer to it right now, and they damn sure they want to talk to it about somebody like, I don't even fucking know you. Why are you asking me this shit?
Right. I'm bigger than you because in my life, I'm bigger than you. I'm more important. So sure. Why are you somebody lower on the totem pole?
Exactly. How dare you?
How are you questioning me?
Exactly.
Because I really don't know the answer.
Second part is accountability. You're gonna have to answer to it, even if it's not this person. You don't fucking know.
So it's the other side. I know the answer, and I just want to be reckless, exactly. And I'm not, and I have no one to blame. You're taking the blame away from, out. You know, you're taking away the possibility of blame.
I'm taking it out your hand,
something else or someone else, and now having to answer to it now.
Sure.
When you were just bullshitting before because you knew you could get away with it.
Right.
You're like the employee and the employer at the same time.
How's that work?
I mean, good luck with that.
Right.
I know how it works. And you're talking about anxiety.
And even there, even in your analogy, you have the entrepreneur who ideally people think is, I'm the employee and I'm the boss. Mm-hmm. Right? No, you're an entrepreneur. I own this shit. Yeah. Like, I do all of this because it's me.
Yeah, it's just you, buddy.
Yeah, it's just you, buddy. Sorry. You want to get a number? Wait in line? What's going on? Like,
you're not the only one.
Water cooler's over there. Bathroom's over there.
You know what I mean? Go clean it while you're at it.
Right. So, but yes, I'm glad that you brought that up because it also makes me think about anxiety, which I suffer from as well. Not suffer from.
I mean, I experience anxiety. If you said you suffer from it, I'd like to know why.
Right.
Help me.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm a slave to my anxiety. I allow it to dictate my emotions or put me in a certain mood, whether that be good or super. Sometimes anxiety will get you going and it will motivate you because you're that anxious. Like, oh,
yeah,
you can't wait to get to
it. It's like taking a test that you know the answers.
Yeah, I got this shit.
Yeah.
But. Right.
But. On the flip side.
Hey,
that surprise quiz that you didn't study.
Right.
Pop quiz.
And the secondary Scantron is under your first. Wait, what'd you say now?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, man. Oh, damn, this ain't even no number two pills. I'm sorry.
I gotta go. I've been having stomach troubles.
Yeah.
Ms. Colston, I got stomach troubles.
I'm sorry.
I need to be excused. No, Tony. Yeah, just came back from the bathroom.
It's irritable bowel movement.
Come on.
Yeah. But yeah, so pass me your number two pencil. They want to test me. And then you get put in the test. You get put in these such situations where you're testing yourself mentally and physically, and you're enduring while you're being tested, which is one of the things we were talking about pre-production is when I had some time, when I was just kind of chilling out in the hospital in the wee hours of the night, I was thinking about the three versions of me.
Which are? Like, describe that.
So,
go back, start from the beginning.
So, and these are the three versions of how I look at myself. So it would be my best self, what I would anticipate to be my best self, evolving, changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a self-evolutionary image or idea, right? It's the best version of you, and you can do it, and you can do this, and you can do that. And then there's the present version of yourself, which is like the soldier self. It endures the most conceptually throughout your day-to-day, whether it be emotional, physical, anguish. You feel those things in present time.
In real time.
Exactly. It's real time you, right?
Okay.
And then there's the dormant you, which is not bad, not good, just sometimes.
All right.
It's a variant.
I'm following so far.
You never really know what that part of you is going to be. Now, ideally, we always try to look to our best self for us to strive to be our best self.
I dream. I don't look.
Why do you dream?
Because I'm glad you asked, buddy. So, as you described a few seconds ago,
robots have dreams.
Because I don't want to accept accountability, responsibility for what I need to do to get to my dreams. Dreams are fun. They don't require much work. You know what I mean? Having success, having your dreams turn into reality does.
Sure.
So it's the same thing that I made. It's synonymous with what I stated earlier. It allows me to take responsibility off myself, you know, and shift the blame. It's just a dream.
Sure.
It's something almost unattainable, even though I know it is.
Sure.
And nobody can pull my card on it because nobody knows, you
right.
know, but me. Well, with me, it's a little different because I talk to myself in reality.
Yeah.
And so I know you had asked me pre-production. I said, I know why I have anxiety.
Because you were talking to one of your three selves.
Was I?
Maybe.
Nah, it's a fourth.
You think so? What's your fourth?
I know the truth, and I'm not living in the manner in which, whether it is going to be successful or not, I know how I want to live. I know the things that I want to do, and I'm not doing them. I think, and I made the statement over the weekend, I was saying, hey, man, realistically, people will be more productive and more successful, not just financially, but more. You will have a large amount of outcome of happiness or happy things happen in your happy category.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a solo person, not thinking about anything else.
What motivates you?
What do you mean?
To do the things that you're supposed to do.
If I were by myself, like not trying to seek love or, you know, living a life with someone, I could just do all the things. It would just be me basically pleasing myself with, you know, how you go and you just feel like vegging out. You want to get some eat a whole thing of ice cream or watch television all day. It's like that, but with the actual feeling of joy.
Yeah, joy.
So, so you're making your money, you know, you're dressing nice, you're exercising, you're getting all these things done, and you have to answer to no one. But, hey, flip side of that. If you are a dreamer or someone who's always wanted a connection with someone, that's not easily attainable. I'm not saying that it is not possible, people. Obviously, it is. But if you were by yourself, you would accomplish more things on your to-do list. That's just, you know, that's where I come with that. So I'm not doing that because if I were to do that, I feel like, you know, like you said, being courteous.
Sure.
I was talking about living in New York. If you live in New York, because I was up in Jersey, New York this weekend. And it was like, it's a city that's known for just go, 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 go. And people generally don't pay attention to you. And you don't have to worry about being nice.
Yeah.
And it's a nice place to live. If you're just not focused, you don't want to be nice to anybody. You just go. And generally, yeah, people don't have feelings. They don't give a shit.
Sure.
Unfortunately, the old New York is
gone. The appearance of.
Yeah, whatever. It's not there anymore. Not to me. I wasn't, you know, I've been to New York before a few times. And it was different from then and now.
Sure.
So.
Different times.
Yeah. It's, motherfuckers let me in traffic. Motherfuckers, yeah. They was nice. Didn't honk the horn as much. Like, what the fuck is this place? This ain't New York City, man. This place is bogus. Anyway, but I made the statement about it, and I was asked what I thought about the city. I said the one good thing is that you don't have to pay attention to anybody else. You can just go and do your thing. And that'd be nice, but I think I'd lose most of the people I get down with. There is no feelings in accomplishing your top goals. I don't believe. I lose you. I lose this show. I lose my girl. I just lose pretty much most people, with the exception of my mother and my brother. And even they can go.
Because you would want that, or because...
Dude, that's what's needed, man. If you're going after what's needed to get self-preservation, and in terms of, I want this whole list, I'm going to go get it, then I'm going to go do that.
Right.
And I will probably be successful. And what, you know, what made me also think about it, we were walking down the street, and this lady who was dressed, and we're walking in a, you know, one of the more upscale places in New York. This lady's walking, she looked like she had on designer, just leisure wear.
Sure.
And she looked older, and she was by herself. I was like, oh, that bitch is lonely. And it was just like, oh, because she probably went and got all the things she wanted to do.
Yeah.
Cut anybody she needed to. And she attained those things. But in the later years, you might be walking hand in hand with the air.
But that was your vision or your perception of that person.
Yeah, that person. Right. But it made me think internally.
Sure.
Like, if I were to do that, I may end up like,
almost like a reflection.
And don't get me wrong, I probably wouldn't, because I can buy hoes. But that's not the point. I mean, somebody who's genuinely there. So when you have somebody who's genuinely there that you can work with, I personally am still on the dream category of, let's make this work first, and I'll figure out how to maintain my time, energy, and to get the other things that I want, versus just going to get those things and then trying to get a relationship.
What made you want to buy the Braves?
Being a fan.
Being a fan.
Watching teams lose, and I have no say-so.
Yeah.
It's not just to be. It's not to be a billionaire. Like $100 million, I'd be fine.
Right.
Hell, $50 million, I'd be fine.
I think that's the first time you've ever said that.
What?
That a number and you'll be fine.
Oh yeah, yeah. That is. I will admit that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have more say so. If I'm gonna watch a team lose, I like it to be on me. Just sitting on the sidelines, like, man, that's bullshit. Can't be mad. You go home. They go home rich.
Sure.
You go home pissed off. I'm not saying they're not pissed off, but at least they, you know, they can travel, go swim in blue waters. You got to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
I like to say, hey, man, I put this team together, and barring injury, they won. I helped.
Yeah.
That's what made me want to buy the Braves. So instead of being frustrated, I know it seems simple, but
if you're not doing anything
to help, there's no sense of, you've seen grown people wear fucking jerseys.
Sure.
Fight, kill people, spit on kids. You know,
that's not like really what I'm concerned with, though. It's, I think the simplicity and the thought is where the complexity lies, because that's exactly it. I said all that. I asked all that because you made mention to saying, if you do it by yourself, you can get it done.
Yeah,
it's almost like a bumper sticker. It reads itself. You do it by yourself, you'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that point can be argued to the wind in a lot of different ways.
And when I mean do it by myself, I mean with no close attachments.
Right.
Like I'm not beholden to anyone. I don't answer to anyone. It's just me. So if I want to step out, I can step out.
Yeah.
If I want to stay in, I can stay in. If I want to fuck five different chicks, I can fuck five different chicks.
True.
If I don't feel like talking or making phone calls, then I don't do it. If I want to work 12 hours for 6 months, you know, 12 hours a day, 5-6 days a week for 6 months, I can do it. If I want to work abroad, I can do those things without having to check in or
sure.
that type of thing, or hang out or be at a certain place every Monday. I don't have to do that.
Yeah. It's contingent upon what you decide.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, answer to no one. And I'm not trying to be courteous.
But you're still answering to yourself.
Just me. But that's why I wouldn't have anxiety.
That's kind of scary to me.
Why? It's not to me.
I don't know. Michael Andrews just stepped in. Great minds think alike, sir. Paperboy caps in the building.
Oh. Yeah, well, I got waves. I'm wearing my own crown.
Hey, that's man, I'm thinning, so.
That's what I say when I'm not.
Were you capless?
Yeah. Ain't cool enough today.
Were you capless? You're cool, man. You're cool.
I mean, I think so.
I said it's scary to me because I think that's what gives me the most anxiety lately.
What?
Is things are manifesting that I've been asking for. It's kind of scary.
I was about to say.
It's kind of scary. It's like if when you turn into your own genie, how real is that?
I understand exactly. Based on what you said, I think I understand exactly what you mean. And some weird, and generally self-sabotage with me, I will find a way to push that to the side and find a way to go back to that comfort of that comfort blanket of sorrow, sadness, and frustration, and anxiety.
Yeah.
Versus letting it go and just living it, you know, living the motherfucking what was dude's name on Bewitched? Darren life. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Darren.
Yo, Darren was sharp. Nigga had a briefcase. I didn't know where the fuck he was going every day.
Motherfucker was in the Air Force.
He was in the Air Force. Yeah. Nigga wasn't doing shit. Just and nigga gaining fucking stripes, you know, and shit. The nigga cleaning the motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck you do, my man.
Badass motherfucker for a genie and a whatever.
A witch. She was a witch.
Yeah, that's right. She was a witch.
Bewitched.
Bewitched.
Yeah, she twinkled a little nose and goddamn.
Yeah, I was thinking genie. I want a genie.
Yeah, I want a Maserati. You know what I mean? You know, that's some cool ass shit, right?
Actually, both of them. Yeah. I Dream of Genie and Bewitched. It was bad.
And my anxiety was because at one point in time, I was like, I'm not getting to where I want to be quick enough. And then you start to get to where you want to be.
And that shit come.
And you be like, wait, it was this easy? What?
So what'd you do to change?
I calmed down. You have to take a step back. That if I could this year,
take a step back from what?
Take a step back from you. Michael Andrews says we should assess ourselves.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Just like you assess your friendships, just like you should assess your relationships, your husbands and your wives, you should assess that shit. Mm-hmm. So you know where you are, benchmark, where you're trying to go, another benchmark. And where you don't want to be back at, another benchmark. But once you keep doing those assessments, you start to find out the data is telling some real clear truths. Oh, damn. Like, these last three incidents, if I would have just did this like I did before, and that gets scary because we are creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes breaking habits is a lot harder than doing anything else.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, oh, man, you know, I know I don't need to do that. I know I don't need to. I probably shouldn't do that. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's getting done right now, isn't it? I'm doing it right now. Right, I'm doing it right now. So,
damn it.
It's hard to stray away from that.
We need the bubble pit to elaborate on that question, please. It's hard to type with this shit. Keep going.
So yeah, and we'll kind of delve into a little bit more in the after show too. But It's just anxiousness is a byproduct of the unknown. Not knowing yourself enough, not getting to know the things around you as you should, not taking the time with yourself and the people around you like you should, because you just start to question so many things, and it makes you consistently feel like, I gotta be doing something different. I gotta pivot. I gotta do this. I'm in the hospital bed, and I'm scrolling Instagram, and I literally had said, like, I'm not gonna pick this phone up. And I did. I started scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
And I come across a video from Michael Andrew, Style Architects. And it's like a little skit. And in that one moment, I smiled and I laughed for 30 seconds. Because I was like, this shit is pretty witty. I like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I watch it again. And then I come to a realization, like, hey, Michael Andrew said he was going to start doing these. Okay. And then I immediately started to feel bad. This is how anxiety works.
What made you feel bad?
Right. I said, man, I'm proud of him. I should probably be doing something else. Why am I not doing something else?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why am I not, like...
Wait, is this where the anxiety come from?
The anxiety, it's a byproduct. So these thoughts start to
generate. What were your answers?
The first thing was, it was like, wow, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, no, this is pretty good. Then it's like, okay, what are you doing?
Okay.
Right?
Motivation.
Right. But it's treacherous. Climbing that hill of motivation sometimes, because you're like, I'm getting higher. It's like I was saying earlier, you're getting higher and higher. You're ascending.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking like, I'm hot in the motherfucker right now. Right. Like, if I make one step, I'm done. That's it. That is it. When all in the whole time, it's in your head.
Yeah.
You're building these steps, this tower, this mountain in your head. Like, why are you doing this to yourself? But that's how anxiety works. The anxiousness of the things that you are most passionate about, the things that you're afraid of, the things that you want for yourself the most, they just start to build this fire in you until the fire is like, oh, shit. I don't know how to put this out.
Right.
What? Everything gonna burn up.
I understand that.
I'm fucked up.
I understand that.
And it is a weird analogy. And some people are gonna be like, this nigga Wayne tripping. But you sit long enough in a place that's foreign to you in the middle of the night, and you start to have some wild thoughts. But some of those thoughts also bring you clarity, because now you're quiet. You're taking this time to kind of mill through the things that you've been needing to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, like, okay, cool. That was stupid. Why did I do that? Oh, I should keep doing that. That works better for me. I should keep doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I not doing that more? Okay, cool. Check mark.
Let me address a question real quick.
Sure.
Shit. The bubble pit asked a question. How does that serve you to rest in that hurt? I think she... is that a he or she? He. I think he was speaking about the self-sabotage.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It does not.
It really doesn't. Because you don't want to go that route. Ultimately, I think you have to get to a point where you recognize, this is how I've been able to grow. It's been minimal. I'll reflect back on the decisions that I made and kept going. When I kept going left down the same path that looks the same as the one before.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I kind of know what's down that road. Let's go the other way.
Yeah.
It takes me to get to that point to where, oh, self-sabotage, that's down that road. It has a sign that says self-sabotage. Don't go down that road.
Sure.
Or it has a sign that says, you know, potentially crazy bitch or baby mama. You don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
If the sign says, you know, nah, don't take that way.
Yeah.
So you have to get out of that and just, you know, go the other way.
That's what we're calling the show, by the way, Red Flags, because it's trending right now.
Oh, okay.
Red flags are trending right now.
Yeah.
Because people are now making memes out of red flags.
Oh.
So... i.e. example, Me, I go to the party and they don't have the right DJ or something. Red flag, right? That's a me, right?
Oh, okay.
Now that's turning into relationship inquiries, like, oh, he's still living with his third baby mama. Red flag.
Well, that's been a thing.
Right, but now
it's been a thing, especially in the ministry.
It's the trending.
Is it
trending? The socials. I'm telling you.
I'm listening.
So those red flags are going to be there. To your point, they've always been there. Ain't nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun.
That's true, but is it new to you?
It can be new to you. Can be new.
So do you learn off of your mistakes or the mistakes of others?
Both.
Yeah, well,
some people. Well, hopefully you will.
There you go.
Hopefully you will. I watch some of my family members do things. I watch myself do things. I paid attention. And some of the stuff I ignored. Mm-hmm. And you know, you at where you at. You know?
That's pretty much I get that.
Yeah, but you can't run from yourself.
How much time we got? Well, we got a good time.
Yeah, you can't run from yourself. This year has made me understand that self-preservation is not only a mantra, it is something that you have to start to putting work towards. Same protecting your energy at all costs and, you know, be positive. These things are good attributes. They will not completely get the job done. You have to consistently work at self-preserving yourself.
Good one.
If you want to be the best version of you in the three U's, then that's going to be your litmus. That's going to be your metric all the time. And it's forever changing.
Okay. I see what you're
saying. So, but if you're so stuck in the present about what you can or you can't do, you're never going to understand the best version of you. And that dormant version is just waiting. It's just waiting to move in. Like, oh, I see depression creeping in. I see the anxiety building more and more. Let's have some fun. Let's go wreck some shit. I'm going to be a negative Nancy. Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. Y'all ain't shit. Or you go scream on somebody. You go treat your spouse bad. You say some slick shit to somebody you care about. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I understand.
Because of it's reactionary. You want it. You're trying to feel it. You're trying to feel something outside of what you've been feeling in your present because you feel like that'll do the trick.
Agree.
And it won't.
What up?
It won't. Listen, look at this guy.
They call me Dave, just stepped in the building.
Now we can play spades.
No, we can. You don't know how to play?
You don't play spades, do you?
It may don't play spades.
You don't play spades? Oh, shit. We ain't never gonna win no money.
He reneged 8 times on one damn one hand.
So yeah, man. That's all I got.
Oh, that's what's up, man. It's gonna be a short show, man. Y'all stay tuned for the after show. We're just gonna keep it rolling.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to see you guys. These gentlemen are some. I'm in the words of Eddie Murphy, before you chastise these gentlemen, these guys right here, these are the real heroes.
they're not just regular cops.
Super cops.
Super cops. The only thing they're missing is capes.
That's it. Yeah.
So we're gonna end this show a little bit earlier. And we'll probably get into some political talk on the after show. Or some conspiracy theory, or both. I want to talk about.
I think roller coasters are portals to other worlds.
Yo, that's what's up, man.
I'm just saying.
Maybe it's like the show Manifest. Maybe I've
that
been here
stupid
for
shit. Fuck that show, man.
Kind of fucking stupid. I watch in passing.
Yeah, it's okay.
By the way, It's okay to cough in public, people. Like, don't.
Yeah, just
like some people, like some people, like freak out, like they be trying to hold it.
It gives them anxiety.
Yeah, yo, I'm telling you, it does me. I'm like, man, I be trying breathing funny. Like, what are you doing? I got a cough, but I don't want people to freak out.
But see, that's the thing, when you try to hold a cough in, and then you look crazy.
You look crazy.
So now they're like, oh, this nigga suffocating.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Cass don't want to
choking
sneeze
on his own vomit.
Cass don't want to cough. It's some wild shit. But anyway, yo, this has been an All Man podcast. Just to, you know, think about your inner self. Your three U's.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to name the show, man. The three U's.
Three U's. Okay.
Yeah, so
the three U's.
And if you and the three
the what? U's. The what?
The three U's.
The three U's.
You lost me.
My cousin Vinny.
Oh. Man.
I got you.
Yeah, you got me. You got me. But yeah, I mean, if you have anxiety, know where your anxiety is coming from. That's what I would suggest. And then figure out a way out of it. Don't dwell in it. Definitely don't dwell in, like, yo, beat yourself up. That's, yeah. I've never won that bout.
No.
So I agree with Wayne when he says you got to let shit go and accept the shit. And the bubble pit also said, yo, you know,
no wallowing like a pig. You can't wallow.
Nah. So this has been the All Man podcast. Stay tuned. Follow us on IG. So you can listen to the after show as well. I am the Tony Davis.
And I'm Wayne. #AllMan.
We're out. Y'all people on Instagram, stay on.